Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Kusu Chung. Time to look at the markets, both globally, before we get to the Malaysian markets after the 9 o'clock bulletin. Chung, what do we have in terms of global markets?
We have another record high in the American share market. And obviously, there's a lot of optimism in the U.S. right now in terms of expectations of Trump's tax plan. We also had the Broadcom-Qualcomm merger or takeout by Qualcomm. Off Qualcomm by Broadcom, $103 billion, potentially the biggest deal ever. And there's a Penang connection there, actually, because one of the head honchos and some of the people involved actually worked in the electronics industry in Malaysia, in Penang specifically. And I had one of the very interested listeners sending me stories about that whole deal last night. So it's actually quite interesting. But I mean, more broadly speaking, U.S. share markets continue to chalk up record highs.
And something that President Donald Trump has taken credit for. Well,
he's
tried to take credit for. He says, well, I'm good at money, you know. And Larry Summers, because former Treasury Secretary, came in and said, well, it's not wise for American presidents to take credit for a bull run, because then they'll have to take blame for a bear run. And because the things that go into the mix in making one of those, for making any moment of the stock market what it is far too complex for any, leader of an administration to actually take credit for.
Absolutely. I mean, expectations of the capital market expectations for this Trump tax plan has been so strong for the last few months. It's really fueled activity there.
Larry Summers has been quite critical of the tax plan. He says that...
Because that money's got to come from somewhere, right? Because if you drop taxes from 35% to 25% for corporations and tax breaks for companies and individuals...
Summers is actually for a corporate a reduction in corporate tax rate.
It's good for business, right? Lower taxes for corporates mean better business, because you can make better bottom line. But the thing is, initially, under the Trump campaign plan, it was all about neutrality, right? If you take from somewhere, you got to give it from somewhere. But now it seems there's a big, huge hole that the deficit in corporate taxes is going to come from. It's going to come from somewhere.
Yeah, there's also the question, I think, that Larry Summers makes about the nature of the tax breaks and whether it will, one, spur reinvestment in the American economy and create jobs, which I think ultimately is, at least on the face of it, the purpose or the objective of tax reform in some part. Now, we have on the line Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist, the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Chung, you get to ask him all these questions.
Okay, Joe, let's start off with the U.S. share markets. Then why and really what is behind yet another record high on the U.S. share markets?
Well, I mean, if you look at earnings, you look at growth, you look at global synchronized expansion, everything is moving in favor for higher equity. So we're going to grind higher over the next couple of months. Seasonality also factors into it as well. So, we're going to just keep seeing more updates. We'll get a correction, I think, January and February like we normally do. But right now, just a lot of optimism around the markets.
What's also driving this merger mania? We've got the Qualcomm-Broadcom deal. Avago's involved in there. We've also got the CNBC-Disney interest as well. What's really driving the merger mania?
Merger mania, I mean, a lot of that's just, lots of liquidity, the animal spirits being unleashed, more business confidence, lighter regulatory touch. I think lower corporate taxes is going to help free up some funds as well. And I just think some of this is defensive. A lot of mergers and acquisitions, buy your competitor today before they buy you tomorrow. So lot of things working, but it's the animal spirits, lots of liquidity, and the search for growth.
And a comment from you, Joe, on the speculated Republican tax plan slated to drop corporation taxes from 35% to as low as 20%. Is that really a driver for the market, and how real is that expectation?
The odds of corporate tax reform have risen dramatically, probably still like 75-80% chance we'll get something signed by, you know, say March, April next year. So it's just kind of the icing on the cake, more momentum. So as I said, good growth in the U.S., consumers are spending, capital expenditures are up, exports are increasing, global growth. So that's the foundation of the rally. The corporate tax reform would just be a boost to earnings in the second half of next year. So it's kind of the icing on the cake.
Have you been examining the developments in the Saudi royal family in terms of the purge, the anti-corruption crackdown? What's it going to do with for oil prices and the oil complex going forward?
Well, off the news of the Saudi consolidation, if that's what you want to call it, oil prices were bid up quite aggressively today. I don't think there's any risk of the Saudi fields being brought offline. But the bigger issue is there's a lot of cross currents in the Middle East right now, whether it's the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Saudis, Iran. And so there's just, I think, some investor fear building that there could be some supply disruptions. I don't see that. We don't see that. Any supply disruptions could be made up here in North America. But you're seeing the consolidation of power in Saudi Arabia. Where this leads us next, no one really knows.
Does the market fear repercussions from the detention of Prince Al-Walid? He, of course, is the billionaire Clinton Foundation donor. He's got significant stakes in Citigroup, in Twitter, amongst other interests.
I'm not privy to say. I really don't know, to be honest with you. There's a lot of money in Saudi Arabia, and it comes from other sources than just one person. But it's just emblematic of that strong arm rule from the young leader that's shaking up, that part of the world. So I do think there's some uncertainty in and around that, but it's too early to tell how this all plays out in terms of the markets. I mean, if Saudi wealth funds stop investing in the U.S. or accounts are frozen, that's a different story. But we're not there yet.
Joe, what's your sense, and in fact, what's the street's sense of the young prince's approach to corruption? And in fact, whether there's any kind of read across to the Aramco IPO that was slated for this or next year?
Well, I mean, I honestly don't know what his ultimate plan is. I do expect we'll see the oil company come to market, 5% or some of it, because the Saudis need the money. They want to bring this company, some of it, to market so they can raise some cash because they need the cash. The higher oil prices help, but at the end of the day, they're going to sell some of this off to raise money for their ambitious growth goals.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for your time. Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.